The Santa Barbara Retro Radio Theater presents The March of Trivia. Odd, fascinating, and sometimes outrageous stories from the archives of the Santa Barbara News Press. And here, at the March of Trivia Anchor Desk, is your trivia reporter, John Charles Muckenfuss.
Hello, Santa Barbara. This is John Charles Muckenfuss with the odd, the interesting, and the just plain bizarre from the history of Santa Barbara as reported in the Santa Barbara News Press. Let's go to press. December 1, 1980, page 2. The highway traffic light at the end of State Street stopped working today, causing a traffic backup all the way to Oxnard. Local residents are demanding a freeway to ease congestion. A newsman at a rival newspaper laughed out loud and said,
as soon as they build that freeway, it'll be obsolete. By 1995, it'll take an hour to get from Carpinteria to Montecito.
He was fired and went mad. People say he was the first homeless person in Santa Barbara to set fire to a traffic warden. April 3rd, 1935, page 12. Three Santa Barbara police detectives were caught stealing money from the Widows and Orphans Fund. Mayor Johnson forced them to arrest themselves and throw themselves in jail after giving themselves a beating. May 25th, 1973, page 8. Outrageous home prices are forcing people out of Santa Barbara. One recent house hunter said,
a five-bedroom house for $70,000? I'm going to Lompoc, where you can still get a house for $10,000.
That man is now living in a converted Orange Julia stand in Napomo. Flash, October 12, 1925, page 1. Local officials, architects, and construction personnel are meeting today to discuss plans to widen State Street. We take you live to the meeting at the Johnston Cafeteria.
Let me get this straight. You're widening the street?
That's right, Mrs. Johnston. We just need more room for the horse troughs.
And after it's wider, our main dining room will have a streetcar running through it.
Better than that, it'll be a featured stop. People will get off the car right in front of the tapioca pot. You'll have more customers than you can handle.
And will they get on the streetcar, too?
Well, yes. They'll line up between the pinball machine and the pickle barrel.
And how often will the car come through?
Good news! We're changing the schedule to have a car stop every 5 minutes.
But won't the noise interrupt my customer's meal?
Well, don't think of it as an interruption. Why not look at it as the entertainment?
Entertainment.
Right! You'll be the only cafe in town with a floor show. And you can package up sandwiches and sell them as people ride through, in and out, in 30 seconds.
Well,
you can call it a grab and go.
Don't like that. That's what Mr. Johnson does with the waitress.
Oh, you mean?
He grabs and goes.
Okay, I've got it. Call it a fast food drive-through.
No. Too sophisticated for the locals. Maybe I'll just name it after my cat. Denny's.
Brilliant.
And that's the Big 3-0 for this edition of the March of Trivia. This is John Charles Muckenfuss saying... This is John Charles Muckenfuss saying so long.
The March of Trivia is brought to you by the Santa Barbara News Press. Produced by Chris Beard, written and directed by Roger Ritna, with Dave Mello, Molly Brandenburg, Martin Medcalf, and Chris Beard. This has been a Santa Barbara Retro Radio Theater presentation.